listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. eBay's Structured Data Initiative is an important and ongoing project, and it's one near and dear to my heart, as you know, if you listen to the show with any regularity. With us now to share changes to categories and classification, and we'll define that a little bit better in a moment, are Drew Carnell. He's the SDO Classification Op Teams Manager. What a title, Drew.
That's nice, like, and long.
I like it on that on a T-shirt. SDHI. What does SDHI stand for? Structured Data, right?
Hi.
HI.
Human Intelligence.
Human Intelligence, okay. And Ara Johal, who's the manager of Business Systems 3, SD, Structured Data, HI, Human Intelligence, in the USA. Why does it say USA? So somebody else is doing this in other markets, eBay markets?
Well, we do have quite a few global sites. And in the San Jose office, we tend to focus on the English-speaking sites, and we key off the U.S. site.
Ah, that makes sense. So, Drew, why is eBay making these changes to both categories and classifications? Before you even answer that, explain to me what classification means.
I'm actually going to defer that one to our classification expert, and Ara.
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Thanks, Ara.
So classification is the organization of items for any given topic. But here at eBay, we're most interested in being able to organize our shelves because eBay has one of the most diverse marketplaces. So classification, our entire team, our whole purpose is to serve sellers and buyers so that they could easily find and list all of the amazing stuff they have ready to sell and purchase.
So your team's work is what helps me now today when I search for certain items. Like, for example, I use electronics. Instead of having to search through thousands of possibly irrelevant return results, I now sometimes see a page and it's only the item that I'm looking for and nothing else.
That's exactly right.
I love you. That makes my life so much easier.
I'm so happy.
So it says here, we will release category item specifics and catalog updates starting on June 13th, 2017. Changes will include additions, removals, and renames in several eBay categories. Give us a rename.
So we're updating the baby section, which used to be a single category for breastfeeding and nursing supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing those product listings really explode. So not only are we renaming, but we're also splitting those categories to focus on nursing supplies, which are different from breastfeeding products. So you might have things like nursing covers in a separate category, breast pumps in a different space. So renames can be very simple or they can be complex, like building extra shelves.
Ah, that makes sense. So what should I do if I'm a seller with an affected category based on the new changes? Is there a call to action to me? Or do I have to change categories? Or, Drew?
Sure. Well, first I'm going to give you the scope of the change because it can impact folks to some level. We're actually doing, I believe it's our 118th category update, impacting 22 sites. We'll do about 47,000 changes globally and probably move in the neighborhood of 80 million items. So what we do behind the scenes is a lot of work to make sure there isn't work on the seller's behalf.
Oh, good.
Items are automatically listed in the new category, so they can continue to work as they do today, provide the old IDs if it's a data feed, or if they try to go in SYI and they actually type in the category ID, there'll be a redirect and magically appear into its replacement category.
Oh, great.
The only work a seller might have to do is if, for instance, you're listing in another category today, you might find after June 13th, why do I want to be in that other category when there's 11 brand new categories that give me greater control of where my listing goes?
Right. And what you mean by other is sometimes it says like category, and then there's like other, which is like the catch-all.
And precisely. We always tell them don't use that.
Don't use the other. Some people, though, if it doesn't really fit, they do.
What are they going to do? Yeah.
But now that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
If there isn't a shelf, because we can't build a category for every single thing under the sun, it's
right.
Okay to use other. But
okay.
Best practices, if there's a category that's dedicated, get your items into that one.
And Drew, you're saying that there's going to be a whole new slew of these categories to replace other in some cases.
In the U.S., as an example, there are 715 new categories. But in some cases, we may delete old categories as well. So there's some 300-plus categories going away.
So what if we have listings up and you do away with the categories that we put the listing in?
They'll automatically appear in a replacement category, what we believe is the best fit. And those are the categories when you, if you look at the seller announcement today, drill into the category changes, find the area you list if you're impacted. Just review the listings after the 13th. You may see that we magically put you into a new category, a best fit replacement. Maybe it's you were in other glues and cements category. Well, now there's 11 of them. You might find we put you in glues and cements where it's actually a spray adhesive instead. There's a new category for that, so why not use that?
Okay. I know that, I can't remember exactly when, it was, I want to say 10 years ago. I'll use that. We had so many categories. We didn't really have item specifics.
Right.
We didn't have structured data. We had categories. And that category list was growing all the time. Have we reversed that trend?
Definitely. Definitely. But we still have a lot of categories. But because we have item specifics, which if you're not new to eBay, then you probably know, we really want you to fill out those item specifics after you select a category. It makes it much easier for your buyers to navigate to your product. They don't have to pick between branded categories. They can find the product and then pivot on brand and choose between those without losing their navigation.
So item specifics play a much more important role than they did just a few years ago when it comes to buyers being able to find an item quickly and efficiently and accurately.
Right.
Why are these changes so significant? I know you've touched on that, but let's do a whole line of conversation about that.
Who wants to take it first?
How about I start?
Okay. Sure.
So that's a great question, and it's my favorite question because my whole team is focused on making sure that the categories we're adding are actually improving the site experience. So one reason we add categories is very simple. The marketplace is updating and growing with new products. I mean, I don't know if you remember the Hatchimals trend.
Oh yes. I do. Last Christmas.
So cute. Where are they now?
So we want to make sure that they have a shelf, right?
Yeah.
At minimum for those hot trends. We also have emerging products that are shifting in terms of how important they are to our buyers. So some things are becoming vintage, and some things are becoming new and trending. So we may, for example, move things like mice to vintage. I'm not saying we're doing that this release, but we have to keep our shelves updated because our customers are constantly thinking about what they're buying differently. So that's another reason, is not only do we need to be instant for trends, but we also have to shift our taxonomy and the names of our categories in the direction that buyers are headed while still keeping it clean and obvious for a seller, so that they don't have 72 places to list that one item, that there's a much smaller set.
Era, what is your background?
I think you've asked me this before, I know I'm going to get
in
trouble.
I want the audience to know.
Yes.
So I was in law school before I joined eBay 6 years ago, and I started out reviewing contracts for a company that eBay acquired called Shopping.com.
Oh, yes.
And I was also an anthropology major, which has a lot to do with the organization of cultures, there is a dotted line, let's not call it a solid line, a dotted line to organizing shelves and making the site navigable for users.
So having that kind of precise
one less lawyer.
Excuse
me. I wish my parents said that, too. You know this.
Yeah, I like lawyers.
That's what's the question I asked her last time, and your parents were delighted.
Yeah, they were thrilled.
Yes.
I know. It's all hip to pile on lawyers, but lawyers have made my life easy. So.
Yeah, that's true.
When I think about what I would have had to have navigated,
I'm glad
they're
there when we need them.
Need them.
I'm still going to make someone's life easy. It's their eBay selling life, right?
Right. With no repercussions. I like it. It's a good job.
So are there any people listening right now, do you think, that are in a category that maybe you're going to change? Is there one?
I think so. I think some of our most vocal sellers of all the areas that we're releasing tend to be either in the crafts area, the baby area, those kind of smaller home, like not business to business sellers. So we have a few changes in there, and I can say very proudly that the updates we're making there are going to make their products more findable and their categories clearer to list in.
So before, let's go back to the breast pump thing.
Okay.
So before, it was all listed under baby.
It was just one sad category for all of these products that are trending really heavily on some of our competitive marketplaces like Walmart and Amazon. And we want to be able to provide the right granularity or the right structure that would that supports what buyers are looking for. So they don't just want to see a mish of supplies. They want to see, they want to compare brands of breast pumps, for example, or brands of nursing covers. And you can't do that very well if you only have one shelf that just has all of those items thrown in there.
I'm glad you're saying using the term shelf, because it's a visual thing for all of us.
Great.
I'm picturing all these things piled on a shelf, and this is a good thing. Yeah. That's why we need you, Era.
Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, of course. We also need Drew.
Yeah. It's not just, Drew.
I mean, we kind of left Drew out of the conversation.
Well, we're a package deal, so.
Yeah, there's a... Oh, a package deal. Okay. So if I want to find out more about this, where should I go?
You can go to the seller announcement and look for category and classification changes. There are some links on the main page there. As Brian mentioned in his segment, you can click into a given category that you may list in, at least at the meta level, that's the top level, and drill down and get more details. He did also call out how the resultant pages and all that, he didn't use the word sexy, but it's not a very appealing page. But the information's there. You can find your old category ID and see if it's been replaced or combined away.
Cool. Are you guys going to stick around? We're going to take some calls.
We'll
sure.
Be here.
We have time.
Fantastic. So this segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ. Call us, 888-723-4630. You can keep listening now to eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances, jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6bit, home and hobby, small business, and enterprise, so it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6bit work for you. Try 6bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is sponsored by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Drew Carnell and Ara Johal are staying on to answer your questions about changes to categories and classifications. I've just been digging in the break into the pages. If you go to the update page for category and classification, there is a link to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different meta categories. Those are top level. And if you click them, if you sell anything in there, you'll get to see a whole page which will explain what's happening. And this is really cool. This makes it a lot easier to understand, I think, now. And it also makes me appreciate your work a lot more because it's obvious there was a lot of work behind this.
Thank you.
If you've got a call about category, a question about categories or classifications, you can call with your questions, 888-723-4630. We encourage you to do so because that's how we learn when you ask questions. So please do call us at 888-723-4630.
Okay, guys and gal.
Yes.
We know a lot of our listeners, or some of our listeners, are in the sports memorabilia category.
Okay. Yeah,
so if you click on sports memorabilia, where Griff told you just to go.
Yes.
How fascinating.
See, they have all of the subcategories, what we call the leaf categories.
Cricket cards.
Right below that is our brand new category, somewhat minor compared to some of the other large category
cycling
changes.
Cycling cards.
Yeah, we got to build a shelf for cycling cards. They're hot, and they're sitting in other. And so now we're going to move all of the inventory out of other cards into the cycling card space to support both of those sellers and buyers. You'll find it easier, and you'll be able to list it quicker.
And this is in sports sporting goods.
Yeah, I just picked it for the heck of it.
Sports memorabilia.
Right.
Okay, yeah,
sports memorabilia cards and fan shop. So I see down here that cycling cards is in red. But there are some other things in here that are being relocated within the parent.
Yeah, that's a good question because it's not entirely obvious what that means. So in classification, there's what we call a tree. And a tree has its very top category, and then it has some nested children underneath it, or what we might call leaf categories if you go with a tree.
This is if you take the tree and turn it upside down.
Yeah, right. So we want to make sure that there aren't multiple numbers of clicks to get to these categories. So we want to shorten the click path to the leaf node. So we're reducing the number of hops by moving those categories higher up the tree so that you don't need to click 6 or 7 times. So you can see that the very first node is Sports Mem, Cards and Fan Shop. That's what you called out. And that we're moving the horse racing, ice hockey, MMA cards, and those a click in. So you don't need to navigate multiple times.
So you would go to
the parent
I'm trying to figure
location.
This out now. So right now, golf cards are located under sports trading cards.
Yes, and before, they were a little bit further out. There was an extra layer that we didn't really need.
Oh, I get it. So what we're looking at now, this makes more sense, is the changed
right.
structure.
And
all
then,
right, that makes sense.
And
okay.
The nice thing about that is no one needs to take action when we're moving the categories up, not a seller or a buyer.
Right.
We're just moving it wholesale, and it should have a positive impact.
I see. This makes sense. I think I was confused. I thought maybe this was how it is now, and not how it's going to be when the changes happen, right? So,
again, if you go to 2000, I'm in the wrong place. So it would be eBay Open 2000. Nope. Sorry.
eBay Open.
I'm in the wrong darn place. Yeah, because I got 10 things up here to talk about.
Oh, you poor thing.
So tell us again where to go to get to where I just got to.
Well, you can get to the eBay, the seller summer seller update by going to the seller news. And then when you're in the update page, look for category and classification. Click that. And that has the list of the top-level categories, and you can choose any of those to then drill down and see the new structure.
And it's fascinating.
It is.
No, really. I've learned more than I've ever known about this subject just by looking at that list. Thank you, guys.
So cycling cards, these are new?
Yeah, well, the inventory isn't new, but the shelf is. So if you can imagine, we can't build a space for everything, because that would also be overwhelming to have a category for every nut, bolt, and thing under the sun. So we're trying to support those shelves that we know are really important for our sellers, because we have quite a bit of inventory on the site, and also marry that with what we know buyers are looking for.
So I'm looking in collectibles now, Griff.
Yes.
So a new category was added.
So collectibles is actually really simple.
Yeah, it is simple.
Collectibles had a rename, kind of like what we spoke about earlier, to get rid of the word Tupperware. Apparently, Tupperware is not legally allowed. I'm putting my lawyer hat on now. It is trademarked.
Oh.
So we needed to genericize that name, and so we moved it to plastic containers. But I know we have a really active collectibles community. There's no huge changes here. Just a quick little rename and a few relocations.
So if I have, let's say, baking forms, well, they wouldn't be plastic, would they? If I have a sandwich keeper and it's Tupperware, it's going to go in the plastic containers subcategory sandwich keepers.
Yeah.
And then if it's Tupperware, it's in the title or in the item specific.
That's exactly right.
And that's okay. We can do that. We just can't name a category after this.
So it says salt and pepper shakers relocated with parent.
Right. So we moved those in a little bit because when you change a category, you also need to make sure it's alphabetically sorted. We just call that out because we know our sellers are really keen on any little shift we have, so we want to be as transparent as possible to say we injected this or renamed this category and we shifted this around a little bit. But again, no action on their end for that type of change.
Oh boy, I just clicked on the craft category.
Oh, you did?
Oh boy.
Oh boy, what do you mean?
Crafts is great. Let's talk about crafts.
Let's do it.
Crafts is awesome.
Looks like we're trying to up our game against another site.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Okay,
well,
I like
let's
that.
Say this. Yes. We have a very beloved community that has a lot of awesome, well-priced inventory.
Yes.
That deserves to be showcased just as well as any other open marketplace. So what we've done is add new shelves for some of those interesting items, like beading looms, like jewelry making, which was hidden in some categories that might be familiar to you, like other jewelry making, or some generic categories like ornaments, right? We're getting more specific. We're renaming categories to be in line with what people are searching for, which is very important. Yesterday we called it a scooter. Today we're calling it a hoverboard. So we need to keep updating those categories along with the trends. So you'll see a little bit of everything in crafts.
Okay, I have a tricky, potentially contentious question. Do you take seller input when it comes to deciding this?
Most certainly.
Okay, good. So not so contentious. We didn't just do this unilaterally, blindly on our own.
No, not this one.
Okay. Because I know that in the past, when we make even the smallest changes to categories, that some sellers, even if it's definitely going to be for the benefit of seller and buyer, it's change, they don't like it, they let us know.
Yeah, well, there's this thing, right? You can't always make everybody happy, but we always ask for your feedback, and you can get Drew, myself, and the rest of my amazing team by emailing taxonomy@ebay.com, and we read every single one of those emails, and we do our very best to answer not only questions, but store the suggestions that you have.
Oh, good. Can you give that email address again?
Yes.
And that's actually in the FAQ section.
Oh, it is? Yep. Okay.
Of the seller release.
So let's go look there. FAQs.
So that's taxonomy@ebay.com.
And I know I asked you this last time you were on, but tell us what taxonomy is, please.
I'd love to. Taxonomy, not to be confused with taxidermy, which is very different. Taxonomy is referring to the hierarchy that we use to display products. So at the top of a taxonomy for products might be a category called electronics. But at the bottom of the taxonomy for electronics might be something called monitors, right? Mm-hmm. So we go all the way. It explains a hierarchy of items. And you can build a taxonomy for pretty much anything. It's a taxonomy of animals, a taxonomy of cultures. But here at eBay, we really care about that product taxonomy.
I have a taxonomy for my possessions at home.
Nice.
It helps convince me that I'm not really a hoarder.
Yes.
That I actually have, there's an order to what I'm doing. It's called hoarder order.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So lovely.
Okay. Oh, my life is falling apart.
So this one is a good, so this collectible, or crafts, very interesting. If you're selling those on eBay, you want to look at that. Computer, tablets, networking, that's where you first got started selling on eBay.
Yes, I did. And
look how it's changed.
Well, you know, it's actually, it seems to me it's a lot simpler now. At one time, I think it was more complex. In the very early days of eBay, it was computer software, computer hardware. That's all there was.
That's it.
Computer software, computer hardware.
Yeah.
And you took your chances when you listed it. But this makes a lot more sense. And I shop in this category a lot, so I'll appreciate this as a buyer.
Yeah, we all pretty much do from time to time.
Yeah, well, you're going to get a replacement something.
If you want to unload that hoarder order stuff, you know, we have a full tree to help you get rid of that stuff in this little website.
It's called eBay. Yes, I know, but that's where most of it came from.
Oh, no.
I always think in my life, eBay is like this huge lazy Susan, and I'm constantly pulling things off it and then putting things back on. So, and it's what it keeps me engaged and distracted and happy, I suppose. So, yeah, these are great changes.
And I'm looking at consumer electronics.
I was looking at that one.
Voice-enabled smart assistants. Oh, yes.
You know, I know what that is.
I'm enjoying it.
What's that Amazon Echo and the Google, what's the Google Home?
You got it.
Yeah.
But there's one more. Apple. What's Apple's called?
Apple has Apple TV, but I think that they don't have a branded one yet.
They may have one. Yeah.
What's awesome about this is you can now go and buy Google Home that has an integration for eBay. So you could tell Google Home, how are my listings doing? Which is why we wanted to make sure we had a shelf.
Why don't I know about
this? Your phone does that. You know, if you say, okay, Google, into your phone, did you know that they'll talk to you, Chris?
Oh, well, you know, I'm learning
some. Your droid?
Oh, good, I'll try it.
It'll find stuff.
Yes, I knew that.
No, you do.
Thank you both for joining us, and we'll be back with our next segment right after this in eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Adisha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Adisha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Listen while you list.